With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The on-again, off-again trade negotiations between the U.S. and China are nothing if not frustrating for America's ag producers. We heard recently that talks were about to resume, but so far, no word on if those talks have begun. In the meantime, President Trump has again threatened to boost tariffs on billions in Chinese goods. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says there's frustration on both sides.
Well, the interesting thing is, too, we're seeing reports come out of China that some of the manufacturers that have moved to China are now moving to other countries because they don't want to get caught up in this trade war between the United States and China. So that's having a huge detrimental impact on China's economy.
But to what end?
Some say that that proves that our strategy is working, but it remains to be seen if that's going to help bring China back to the bargaining table. But we certainly are seeing some impacts to the tariffs.
Unfortunately, Newhouse says there's not much to report at this time.
I don't have any good news to be able to share that negotiations are imminent or that we are going to be starting as soon as we would like to have them start. But we keep pushing the administration, like I've said many times, that we need to have a successful conclusion to this as quickly as possible. And we'll keep sending that message.
Over the weekend, President Trump told reporters that Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has been in communications with China, but no word on any progress. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell us about earwigs.
Well, just mentioning earwigs, most of you had a little shiver. European earwigs were first found in Seattle in 1907. If you're a master gardener, earwigs are the enemy. If you're a fruit grower, earwigs might be a friend.
A friend, huh? But aren't earwigs found in apples when clustered together? Aren't they just feeding on the apples?
But earwigs could also be feeding on aphids and other orchard pests. Rick Hilton down in Medford, Oregon, and now Dr. Robert Orpitt from WSU are proving that earwigs can be an underappreciated predator.
Well, before I totally changed my mind about earwigs, I need more.
In a recently published article, Orpitt found that where earwigs were present in the orchard, there were less woolly apple aphid colonies. He even dissected earwig stomachs and found aphids.
Yeah, maybe they don't bug me as much as I thought. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.